This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Here we go, 5 o'clock hour. It is the Funky Buddha Happy Hour. We're at the Amerant Bank Arena. There happens to be a Funky Buddha tap room right underneath us.
Woo-hoo!
Where we are broadcasting right now. I mean, what a delight.
This is wonderful.
It's right here. By the way, their spring dinner is tomorrow night. Friday tomorrow. How about that? Where'd the week go? You can enjoy a great spring dinner and beer pairing tomorrow night at Funky Buddha. Tickets are limited. They're available at FunkyBuddha.com, unless they're sold out by now, and then they're not available at FunkyBuddha.com. I have not checked the website to see, but I know that their special dinners sell out often. But if you're coming to the Panthers game tonight, you can certainly stop by the Funky Buddha tap room right across from Pantherland and enjoy a little beer for yourself. Now, we're at the Amerant Bank Arena.
Yes.
Courtesy of our friends at Celsius Essential Energy Drinks. Hockey fans, don't sit this one out. When it's game time, make Celsius a part of your play and get that energy up. Game day is fueled by Celsius, the official energy drink of the Florida Panthers. Let us begin the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha Happy Hour with headlines and Alejandro Solana, brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. Choose from over 300 new Volkswagen models in stock, like the Tiguan, Taos, and Atlas. And remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Doral Volkswagen.
How about I start with some coverage from the Masters, some updates, I should say, from
all
the
right.
Masters. All right. Justin Rose remains atop the leaderboard. He's at 6 under. He's on the 15th hole right now, gentlemen.
All right. How about my two...
Is it this year, though?
My two bets, Billy Horschel or Bryson DeChambeau.
It's a cute Crowder. Corey Connors, Scottie Scheffler, and Tyrell Hatton, they're all tied. Corey Connors and Scottie Scheffler are two-way tie for second. They both finished shooting a 68 today. They're 4 under. Tyrell Hatton, Matt McCarty, and Rory McIlroy are all 3 under right now.
All right.
Let me find DeChambeau. He's on the 12th hole right now. He's shooting 2 under through 11. He's a plus 1,800. Hawk, and I told you earlier today that your boy, Daniel Berger, professional golfer, local guy, he is at 5 over on the tournament. Mm. Or no, was that Billy Horschel that you?
Well, I have Billy Horschel.
Billy Horschel, okay. 5 over. 5 over.
All right.
Look up
how Daniel. Is Daniel Berger doing?
Daniel Berger tied for 12th. He's on the 14th hole. He's at minus one. 1 under.
He did what?
I don't know. He said something weird there. I was looking at the leaderboard myself.
He said something funny. I didn't say anything weird. You guys are reaching now. We got gotcha. You. We got gotcha.
Go back and watch. Listen to the tape.
Uh-huh.
What about like Phil Mickelson or anybody? Anybody like surprisingly doing well? Or
is Lefty playing?
I thought he was. I thought I saw him on the Mickelson is 3 over.
Huh. Yeah, golf is turning, though, man. There's different names out there now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow, there is a guy, Dunlap, who is 18 over.
The funniest thing, you know how hard
Nick
that is?
Nick Dunlap.
You know how hard that is?
Oh, for a regular golfer to only be 18 over at Augusta?
At Augusta? Yeah. But we laugh at, oh, 5 over. What's
I mean,
he doing?
18 over. What's going on there?
He snuck in. At the Chris Long thing, we shot a 60.
Really?
It was a scramble, though.
Well, but you said that they told you to stop driving.
Yeah, them dudes were good. They paid $10,000 to play golf with me and told me don't play anymore. Like, really? Nah, we're good. You're our putter. I was like, okay, well.
You were there for
Justin
the
Justin Rose, so he's 8 under. So that guy, Rose is 8 under. Dunlap, 18 over. So if my math is correct, Dunlap took 26 more shots.
Six less.
Strokes, actually.
26 more.
No, 26 less. Because this dude, he had to hit the ball 26 more times.
Well, I'm saying Dunlap took 26
yes,
more shots.
Yes, yeah. Yes. Yeah. That's yeah. Ridiculous.
They call them strokes.
Yeah, you call them strokes.
Yeah,
I do.
I know what you do on the golf course.
You're thinking about your golf trip with your buddies to North Carolina.
At Asheville. Electricity's out. Come on, guys.
They actually nicknamed him Strokes.
All right. You guys watch any of the Masters this morning when you woke up?
I did.
I actually did.
The Miami Heat, they did lose last night. They had an 11-point lead early in the game. And then similar fashion as to all the other games against Chicago this year, they did not put together a outstanding second half, and they lost. They lost to the Bulls yesterday. So that pretty much guarantees they will be the 10th seed in the Eastern Conference.
All right.
Do you put that on Spo that they lose all these games late?
Nah, I mean, I think there's only so much you can do when it's a season like this.
Because, like, I was just talking about it now throughout the show, thinking about Florida. They were down every single game, and they win it late, and they were like,
you put that on the coach?
Yeah.
And because it's like, that's a coach's mentality. But would you put Florida's comeback Monday night on the coach?
That second half, man, some of the plays they were running, and then they had, instead of Walter Clayton bringing the ball down, he would pass it, and then he would cut to the basket. Like, you saw the schematics change. But to the Heat, like, they're just missing shots. It's not like there's a bad offensive set.
Right.
They're just missing shots.
That's why yesterday after the game, they asked them, hey, if you do wind up playing the Bulls again in the postseason or the play-in tournament, what do you have to do differently? And, like, Spo's talking about the pace, and they're talking about defensively the pace. They have to slow Chicago down. I'm like, bro, that's how the Bulls play. Like, you can talk about slowing them down. At the end of the day, Duncan had 2 points. Alec Burks didn't shoot the ball well. Like, he just missed shots. And when they've made close to 50% of their threes, they've won games. And last night, they didn't. And they were in the game, but they didn't win it. Like, your season hangs in the balance of Duncan Robinson scoring 15 points or not.
Why don't they run? You said something earlier. You said Chicago's the second fastest offense in the league. Why don't the Heat run?
They tried to. And then Jimmy Butler stood in the corner, complained that the offense wasn't about him anymore.
Jimmy ruined their offense and then went to Golden
State. Hey, you want
to
run a little, fella?
Yeah, the Heat, remember you guys were making fun of Spo in training camp that they tried to, like, rebrand basketball. They tried to change how many points twos at the rim were worth three, and
that's right.
Mid-range shots were worth minus one. And then, like, fast forward, here we are in April. Terry Rozier is getting 0 minutes in the most important game of the season.
By the way, no wonder Jimmy checked out halfway during the season. Like, his coach, man, I mean, twos are threes, threes are fours, ones are twos. I'll just stand here in the corner. You guys play by these wacky rules.
The big story in the NBA last night, Luka Doncic went back to Dallas, and he made Nico Harrison and the entire brass pay with a 45 burger last night. Yeah. He had 31 at the half. He cried waterworks prior to the game during the video tribute.
Yep.
Basketball.
It didn't seem to affect the output, though.
It's silly, though.
Well, it's not silly. That's a human emotion.
It's not an emotion.
Sure it is. It's not an emotion?
Nothing happened. You got traded.
What are you talking about?
He
had to uproot his life.
You're crying. He's a multimillionaire.
Doesn't mean you're not uprooting your life.
Come on, Hawk. Cry.
That dude loved Dallas, but you could tell. He was like, like
yeah,
crying like that, bro.
And they didn't love him.
Well, the city did.
There were a Nico chants throughout the entire game. That was prevalent throughout the broadcast.
He was hiding in the tunnel.
Yeah. It was funny, man. I guess I give him some credit for showing up because I'd have called in sick. No, I'm not feeling. And Mrs. Adelson.
Are we playing tonight?
Hey, what about Mark Cuban wearing an Anthony Davis jersey last night?
I didn't see that.
No.
Yeah. I mean, he's going to root for his team.
And he probably looks funny in a jersey.
Don't wear a jersey.
Yeah, he
don't want to sit on a – nobody should be sitting courtside wearing a jersey.
Yeah, so now you have a jersey with a T-shirt under it. You look all frumpy.
Really, though, because, I mean, it wasn't his decision to get rid of Luka. He seemed critical of the decision.
He's a maverick. Like, you got to move on. Like, the AD's his guy now.
But he's rooting for the guy that they traded Luka
for?
Yes,
he's a maverick.
You want him to wear a Luka jersey?
Yeah.
What do you want him to wear, a Fire Nico shirt?
Yeah, I think he should, actually.
So I'm going to wear a jersey of the team, the guy on the other team that we're currently
ridiculous.
Playing.
Stop that.
You can't
that's
do that.
Ridiculous. Okay. All right. I just think it was almost like he was saying he approved of the trade by wearing that jersey. And I don't know. He's been critical of it. And last night would have been the perfect opportunity.
Like the trade. Yeah, by him wearing the jersey, we now all believe he was in on it?
I don't know. You're telling me he doesn't have a Dallas Mavericks shirt that doesn't have Anthony Davis on the back of it?
He's showing Anthony Davis some love because all this hoo-ha over Luka, hey, you got a pretty good superstar that's playing for Dallas. What are you doing here, Strokes?
Hey, Strokes, you have a Chad Henne jersey, Strokes.
That's the best quarterback outside of Tua since Marino. You better watch your mouth.
At least a little acknowledgement of Tua. All right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's a lot of turning.
Nah, he's going to play great in the 11 games he's available this year. I can't wait.
Oh, there you go.
Got to hate.
Okay. All right. Your weather, Remy DeMesman and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE, youraccidentattorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7. Partly cloudy, like 70 degrees as a matter of fact. Back to you guys over at Amerant Bank Arena.
All right. Thank you, dear.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Let me ride that donkey, donkey. Let me rock that donkey, donkey. Let me ride that donkey, donkey. Let me rock that donkey, donkey. Please, please.
Hawk and Crowder.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the risk takers, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the boldest voices in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about breaking barriers, defying expectations, and rewriting the rules. No limits, no apologies, just real talk. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
5 o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha happy hour, brought to you by our friends at Funky Buddha Brewery. And if you're coming to the Panthers game tonight here at the Amerant Bank Arena, stop by the Funky Buddha tap room and enjoy yourself a little libation
before you catch some Panthers Red Wings hockey.
Best beer in the world.
Best beer in the world. You'll hear the Panthers game here tonight. Doug Plagans, Billy Lindsay on the call. 560 WQAM. After us, it'll be Larry Bluestein, and then Panthers hockey starting at 7 p.m. Before we get out of here for the evening, you know I'm a believer in Atlantic Men's Clinic. They are the experts in treating low testosterone. They have successfully treated many men for low T, and men see the amazing difference that the treatments can make in their lives, and you can count me as one of those guys who has seen it. Low testosterone can cause a host of problems. Bad sleep patterns, unproductive workouts, decreased energy, brain fog, low sex drive. Many men, they just say, hey, I'm getting older. That's what happens. There are treatments, and it can give you back your vibrancy. So if you're feeling like that, time for you to treat that low T and change your life. You start treating that low T within just a few weeks. You can start to feel your energy return and the brain fog go away and your sleep improve and your workouts have better results. Your sex drive will be back. Atlantic Men's Clinic, they've successfully treated thousands of men. There's six locations in South Florida to serve you. So give them a call today, 877-455-7300. 877-455-7300 or visit AtlanticMensClinic.com. That is going to do it for us here today at the Amerant Bank Arena. Thank you, Steph, our on-site engineer. Thank you, Solana and Jimmy back in the studios. And thank you, Randy Moeller, for stopping by today and chatting some hockey with us. Everybody have a great and safe Thursday night. Go Panthers! And we will speak with you manana.
Hey, you good over there, Strokes?